And my name is Yan Zeng. I'm from Windows Protocol Test Team. And yesterday, one of my colleagues, Yu Fan, has introduced you the update of our test suite about SMB 2 and 3 and the merging of FSA and the new echo test. And today, I will introduce the new test cases against these two protocols, the Hyper-V related two protocols, RSVD and the SQoS. Okay, I will give you a brief introduction to the protocol background, and then I will give you introduce you the message format of the two protocols, and then the main test scenarios of the two protocols. At last, I will give you a short demo about how to use our protocol test manager to run the new test cases. Okay, first RSVD scenarios. Before RSVD is introduced, one VHDX file can only be accessed by one VM. So after RSVD version 1 is introduced in Windows Server 2012 R2, the one VHD file can be accessed by two VMs or multiple VMs using the RSVD protocol. Oh, so in our test environment, our test suite is actually simulating the Hyper-V server. We will send RSVD request to the file server and verify the responses. About the message format, RSVD is basically using SMB2 as transport, and you can consider it is an IO control payload of SMB2 IO control message. And there are two new FS control code is introduced in RSVD version 1. One is sync tunnel FS CTL SVHDX sync tunnel request. The other is query shared virtual disk support. And about RSVD structure, the first one is an RSVD header. And inside the header structure, there is an important field called operation code. The different operation code defines the different RSVD payload. Some of the RSVD messages only include the header. Okay, this table lists all the operation code supported by RSVD version 1. I will cover some of them in the next few slides. Okay, the first test scenario is open a shared virtual disk file. It is a very beginning request and the scenario to access a virtual disk file in a shared way. In real world, the client is Hyper-V server. In our test environment, the client is our test suite. Okay, first, SMB2 connection should be established between the client and server. And then client will send the SMB2 request. The file name should end with comma shared virtual disk. And it should contain a create context named SVHDX open device context. And the server will return a create response containing another create request, open device context response. And then comes the cleanup operations. Okay. A lot of SCSI commands can be encapsulated inside RSVD messages. The preparation phase. And the IO control request. The control code is sync tunnel request, and operation code is tunnel SCSI request. Server will return a tunnel SCSI response. Okay. For For SCSI, read and write in RSVD, it is translated to SMB2, read and write. Okay. And the other scenario, query shared virtual disk pod. This is used to ask server if you supports shared virtual disk or not, and the handle state of the virtual disk. The control code is different from the previous scenarios. It query shared virtual disk support. Okay. RSVD version 2 is introduced in Windows Server 2016 Technical Preview 2. And as you know, the VHDX is changed to VHD set, and the user can create snapshot by using RSVD version 2. And our test suite is still simulating the Hyper-V host. And what's the changes in the messages? A new FS control code async tunnel request is introduced. And this table only listed the current the tunnel operations our test suite currently supported. We are still developing the new test cases. Okay, the first scenario is convert VHDX to VHDS. You need to convert to, the format to VHDX to be able to create the snapshot. Okay, the control code is async tunnel request, and the operation code is meta operation start. There is a field in the meta operations called operation type. In this scenario, it is convert to VHD set. And server will return a status included in the tunnel operation header. Okay. The next one, query VHD set information. There are three types of information. Snapshot list, snapshot entry, and optimize needed. And server will should return three kind of responses according to the operation type. Okay, create and delete snapshot. The create the snapshot request is an async tunnel request because it's time consuming, and operation code is meta operation start, and operation type is create snapshot. The create snapshot can be sent many times according to different stages. The server will return a reply, a meta operation reply, and our test cases will retry to query the snapshot entry to make sure it is really created, and then we'll send a sync tunnel request to delete the snapshot. Server will return status in the tunnel operation header. Okay, the last one is online resize. This is to resize the virtual disk file without downtime. It's also a sync tunnel request, and it's also using the operation, a meta operation start structure, and operation type is resize. Okay, so any questions for RSVD scenarios? Good. Then I will talk about SQS, the storage cost scenarios. This protocol is also introduced in Windows Server 2016 Technical Preview 2. In private cloud, different tenants may have different requirements of quality of services. So the server wants to control the quality of service for each tenant. The solution is to define different cost policies and apply them to a single VM or single tenant by using our cost protocol. Let's see, there is a policy one, restricts the IOPS from 50 to 100. And another policy that restricts the IOPS from 100 to 200. And the client can apply those two policies by using the S-COST policy, S-COST protocol. Okay. And our test is still simulating the Hyper-V server. The message format of SQS protocol is also similar to RSVD. It is an IO control messages using SMB2 as transport. And the new FS control code is storage QoS control. And the SQS structure contains two messages. One is request, the other is response. But in request, there is a field called option. So that field defines different kind of request. This table listed all the possible options in the protocol, and I will cover all of them in the test scenarios. The first one is associate a handle to a logic flow and set policy. When the client want to set policy to a VHD file, it needs to send the set logical flow ID first. This is first option, and then set send another storage QoS control request with set flow for policy flag, and this structure should contain the policy ID, which is defined in the server. The server can return a response. In this IO control response, no SQS response is returned. So only SMB2. Another scenario is prop policy and query status. The prop policy is very similar with set policy in the protocol point of view. The difference is that if you need to set policy, you need to set the logic flow ID first. But if you are using prop policy, you do not do that. Okay, and the prop policy can be combined with query status and some other options. In this scenario, I combined the prop policy with get status. At this time, server will return a QoS control response. The response contains the status code, like insufficient throughput, unknown policy ID, or conflict, or configuration mismatch. Okay, the last scenario is update counters. After set policy, the client may do some read-write operations and some performance counters in the client side is updated, and the client wants to notify the server about the counters update, like IO count increment or latency increment. So it sends the storage QoS control request to server, and with the option update counters. Okay, so any questions for SQS scenarios? No? Okay, I'll give you a short demo. This is our protocol test manager. And click config wizard. You can see RSVD and SQLS preview is listed here, are listed here. And next, I will use manual configuration this time. Select all and choose. Oh, sorry. RSVD and SQLS. And next, in the property page, there are several configurations related to the two protocols you need to be aware of before you run the cases. So currently, we have 30 cases for those two protocols. Okay, I will not run the test cases now because it's my laptop, not lab environment. So this pretty much I want to talk today. And any questions? Okay, that's it. Thanks for attending.